Right now, we can go to the National Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin and say good night to Dr. Matthew Jebb. Hello, Matthew. How are things in the gardens?
They are great. We're enjoying a lovely wet summer, which few people other than gardeners are delighted by. But honestly, the growth this year has been phenomenal. We've had a few dry spells, but even here in July, we are still experiencing a lot of rain.
Well, I suppose it is good, isn't it, in one way?
It is indeed. And it reflects in all sorts of insects as well as in the plants. You know, there is nothing better that makes the world work than water. It is the secret of all biological life.
Matthew, my father has an olive tree in his backyard. And when we got a lot of heavy rain there in the last couple of weeks, I noticed that all of the branches were drooping like a weeping willow. And I thought, this plant has got to be a goner.
I'd say that's probably just the weight of water sticking to the leaves. I mean, a lot of plants do that. They do look a bit bedraggled in rain. But, you know, when we look at sort of dew in the morning or after a rain shower and the sun is out, the sparkle that the droplets of water stuck to a plant give really enhances the world so much. And, something like a olive tree is actually the future of many a garden in Ireland. We're going to expect drier summers. I know this year has been an oddity, but honestly, the spread of rainfall is no greater than the long-term average. But we will experience drier summers overall.
I must say the plants in my garden do the opposite, Derek. They're all drooping. And when I give them water, they all straighten themselves up.
No, I mean, I thought it was gone. I thought it was a goner. And I thought, this is so unusual.
Olive trees come from warmer climes and probably don't get half as much rain as they do in Ireland.
Yeah.
So this one probably said, oh God, it's raining again.
Anyway, it's back to life. Anyway, stay there if you would, Matthew.